And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 25th of June, 2025. In a 1987 speech, President Ronald Reagan celebrated the economic boom of catfish farming and declared June 25th to be National Catfish Day. Between 1975 and 1985, catfish farming in the U.S. had increased by 1,200%. This day was established not as a day to learn about or protect catfish species, but as a day to encourage more people to eat them. Catfish are an extremely diverse group of ray-finned fish that get their nickname from their feline-looking whiskers, which are actually barbels that they use to defend themselves. Catfish are one of the most diverse and common fish groups with over 2,000 species and are found on every continent except Antarctica. They can live in a number of conditions. Various species live in saltwater, freshwater, and brackish water. Some species of catfish are nocturnal, while others are diurnal. Depending on the species, catfish are carnivores, herbivores, omnivores, or even limnivores, eating microorganisms within mud. A few select species of catfish even like to eat things like wood and algae. Catfish are extremely social and form relationships with several other individuals. They have been shown to have great memories because they remember humans who give them food. Catfish make acoustic sounds underwater to communicate with each other, and they have around 27,000 taste buds all over their body, which means they can taste without even opening their mouths. The farming of any animal, including catfish, is inherently cruel and environmentally destructive. In 2000, India banned catfish farming after the species was found to be a danger to their indigenous animals. It's the birthday of Ricky Gervais, born on this day in 1961. Ricky Gervais is an English comedian, actor, writer, television producer, and filmmaker. Ricky Gervais said, "I do a lot for animal charities, so it felt hypocritical if I was saving dogs but eating sheep." Even before adopting a vegan lifestyle, Ricky Gervais was a prominent advocate for animal rights. He has used his fame to highlight issues of cruelty, from animal testing to unethical farming practices. In 2022, Gervais donated 1.9 million pounds from his Armageddon tour to 11 animal charities, supporting causes that protect dogs, cats, and endangered wildlife. Previously, he lent his voice to Save Ralph, a stop-motion short from the Humane Society, highlighting the horrors of animal testing through a mockumentary-style interview with a lab rabbit named Ralph. The publication of Death of a Whale, The Challenge of Anti-Whaling Activists and Indigenous Rights by Captain Paul Watson was on this day in 2021. This compelling, in-depth account documents how Sea Shepherd Conservation Society fights to defend and protect whales and other aquatic marine mammals from human predators who hunt and murder them under the false pretense of indigenous rights. Reading like an electrifying adventure tale, this true-life logbook reveals how members of one community, the Macaw, located on Washington's Olympic Peninsula, attempted to circumvent international whaling laws by invoking outmoded cultural entitlements for the sole purpose of killing rather than for sustenance or survival. Tribal members, conservationists, and non-Indigenous Americans representing disparate points of view on the cultural appropriation of whaling rights contributed to the highly charged atmosphere of this incident. Supremely detailed and documented, this narrative replays the events as they unfolded. And here is a statement given by seven Macaw elders to the Peninsula Daily News. "We are elders of the Macaw Indian Nation, Kodichiot, which means people of the Cape. We oppose this whale hunt our tribe is going to do. The whale hunt issue has never been brought to the people to inform them, and there is no spiritual training going on. We believe they, the council, will just shoot the whale. And we think the word subsistence is the wrong thing to say when our people haven't used or had whale meat or blubber since the early 1900s. For these reasons, we believe the hunt is only for the money. They can't say traditional, spiritual, and for subsistence in the same breath when no spiritual training is going on. Whale watching is an alternative we support. A statement from Macaw elders. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that animals deserve to enjoy their own lives.